USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former Clerk for Justice Thomas Kerry Severino reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea the Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Title 42 authority at the border could soon be lifted. And Texas's Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to be busing migrants to D.C. in protest. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says that he disagrees with how the Biden administration is handling immigration.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he's created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
He adds that illegal immigrants going to D.C. will be going willingly. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki blasting the idea, saying it's a publicity stunt. Gas prices are down for the ninth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular down another cent to $4.15 a gallon. Folks in Missouri paying the least for their gas at $3.70 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
On Thursday, the United Nations General Assembly votes to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. Russia claims the vote is an attempt by the United States to maintain its dominant position and control. But Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, says this is a big deal.
We are in a unique situation now when on the territory of another sovereign state, a member of the Human Rights Council commits horrific human rights violations and abuses that could be equated to war crimes and crimes against humanity.
A new report is detailing how Black Lives Matter used some of their donations.
Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation has spent $6 million of donations to buy one home in Studio City, California. And records show they're not very good at it. They paid 250% more than comparable homes in the neighborhood, meaning they overpaid by $2.7 million. BLM has called the home a creative campus and a safe house for BLM organizers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
UFC star Conor McGregor is facing multiple charges stemming from a driving-related incident in Ireland last month. The 33-year-old appeared in court Thursday and was charged with six offenses, including dangerous driving and failure to produce a license. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.